pimp my profile, please. Let me start by saying that I had such high hopes after spotting this member's picture. He kind of looked like Jamie Foxx if I held my head sideways and closed the eye closest to the computer. He had answered all the questions, none of that find out later. He even took the time to write a nice, detailed answer for the question, "How would you describe yourself?" Here's his response. I don't even like to talk about myself because sometimes just hard to explain it. It's best you get to know me and see what I'm all about. Because a lot of people write things about themselves and a bear fuckery and lie they tell you. But I'm a good person and sweet and always, as usual, the ladies come first. Don't take talk from nobody. I don't trouble nobody or disrespect nobody. So I expect the same, but always, if you cool, you done know, say a love and unity, a do it. But my heart is full of love and accept anyone for who they are, because all and each one of us has different dreams and different goals in life. We just ain't the same, and who am I to judge you? So anybody can be my friend as long as you true and y'all keep it real and be y'all selves. Now, before you say a word, I just cut and paste. If you think it was hard reading it, try recording it. What can I say that hasn't already been said above? Now, I understand that we have many different people from different places, and their dialect and grammar may be a little different from mine. However, being as this fine 29-year-old man is from London, translation was not the problem. The English language was. To quote the late, great James Brown, please, please, please. If you're not a good writer, stay away from long paragraphs. Simple, short sentences will do. Now, here's some of my favorites. Writer seeking new chapter. If this was Sex and the City, I'm Carrie's job. Miranda's attitude, Samantha's spontaneity, and Charlotte sucks. Another one is, are we asking the right questions? When we're seeking the love of our life, instead of asking, what do you like to do, what's your favorite color, etc., shouldn't we be asking more pertinent questions? For example, dogs in the bed, dogs in the house, or even no dogs at all. The home thermostat. Do you like your bedroom and home cool, warm, or blazing inferno? And another one. I'm vanilla hooked on chocolate. I love it. I think it's beautiful. I'm looking for a lady who would join me and share with me. Sharp and classy, but feminine. Must like to travel and be adventurous to try new things. Free-spirited and not stuck up. And who likes to talk a lot? Because I do. I'm a fun person and need a fun person in my life. That's a must, if I can put it this way. The one reoccurring theme that I found on many of the pages is an easy one to fix. It's called spell check. What I really love about our site is how easy we make it for you to find someone based on your preferences. You can search by ethnicity, new member search, search by who's updated their profile or photo recently. You can even search by birthdays. So with so many ways to be found, make sure that your profile speaks to you. I won't even mention the guy whose profile said that he was looking for a wife. I was cool with that. Ask me what his screen name was. Booty Call 69. All right, enough pimping for one day.